Hi everyone, welcome to Training with Casey, where we explore animal training and living our best lives with animals. I'm Joseph Laughlin, producer of this podcast, and now, here's your host, Casey Covert. Let's get started.
Okay, I'm checking for flies.
Okay, so let's talk about repetition and training. And recently I've made a number of little training videos that are frustratingly flawed. And the reason they're flawed is this horse knows so much and has done so much and helps me teach so many things over and over and over again. And she knows that we're teaching other people. They come here in classes. She's actually their instructor sometimes. And she's really gracious about it and patient, but if I make a misstep, if I start a video like I did the other day with touchback targeting, and the first time through, she did her part perfectly. But when I had to redo the video the second time through, she was like, hey, we did this. And she didn't want to participate. And I don't really blame her. But when I'm doing a video and saying, oh, now we're going to do A, and the horse does not only not A, but also not B, and not anything at all. And at that point, it's very lame to go, oh, normally she does this really, really well, and she really knows this, blah, blah, blah. When an animal knows something, and you ask them as an honest-to-God request, they will often just do it for us because they don't mind helping us. They like us. They want to participate. But if their work goes for nothing, their attitude can change. Or if you ask them a question and you ask them the same question over and over and over again because you want to show it on a video or you want to show it in a demo after a demo after a demo, they may feel like, what's wrong with you? Are you too dumb to get the answer? I've already answered that question 6 times. Repetition is mind-dulling and it can be relationship injuring. So, what's the alternative? Well, we need to mix things up to not do exactly the same thing over and over again. It helps to do short sessions. And when we're working with an audience, it can be very helpful to not do a training demonstration that has a set plot and a set order and a set of behaviors that we're going to ask every single time, maybe 4 to 10 times a day, and that just gets boring. Okay, in my next podcast, I'm going to talk about how we can do training videos and what the benefits and what the risks are. Thanks for coming.
Hey fans, are you enjoying Training with Casey? Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from. Also, don't forget to subscribe to Casey Covert on YouTube. That is youtube.com/C/Casey Cover. Also, give the podcast a like, share, and comment. Thanks for joining us. Come back for more news and views on animal training and living with animals. Stay at the top of the pack with Casey. This is Joseph Laughlin, producer of Training with Casey. See you next time.